Haines Police refer a citizen complaint to the district attorney for review. And discussion continues on law enforcement outside of the Haines town site and expanding the police force. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Juneau District Attorney will review a Haines citizen complaint that accuses the Borough Assembly of violating a resident's constitutional rights. The complaint alleges four assembly members violated resident Diana Lapham's rights when they denied her appointment to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. It was submitted by Don Turner Jr., who sits on the Harbor Committee, and signed by 14 other residents. It asked the borough attorney to investigate the alleged violation. But Borough Attorney Brooks Chandler said the complaint needs to go through different channels in order for him to investigate. In a memo, Chandler said this sort of allegation must go through the assembly, mayor, or borough manager. Any of those three could then decide whether to investigate and involve the borough attorney. It also says Turner's request to have law enforcement investigate must go directly to police or troopers, since the borough clerk does not have the authority to order a criminal investigation. Turner then filed the complaint directly with Haines Police. Chief Heath Scott referred a preliminary investigation of the complaint to Juneau District Attorney James Scott. In an email, DA Scott said the complaint was being sent via snail mail, so he had not reviewed it yet. Scott said when his office does receive the information, they'll determine whether there is reason to believe a criminal offense occurred. Scott said based on the original complaint, which was sent to him a couple weeks ago by an anonymous email, he strongly suspects that no criminal offense was committed. Turner also submitted the complaint directly to Mayor Jan Hill. Hill said she's waiting for the DA's decision before she decides what to do next. The complaint is directed toward the four assembly members who voted against Lapham's appointment. They are Heather Lendy, Margaret Friedenauer, Tresham Gregg, and Ron Jackson. Mike Case and Tom Morfitt voted for the appointment. At a meeting Monday, the Haines Public Safety Commission recommended the borough act to address out-of-town site law enforcement in the wake of a state trooper vacancy. But they delayed a recommendation on whether to expand the local police force to five officers. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Haines' only Alaska State Trooper post is vacant, and it may stay that way for good. Budget cuts and rising crime in western Alaska have pressured troopers to consider closing the Haines post. If it is filled, it won't be until August at the earliest. Since Trooper Andrew Neeson left in December, the Haines police picked up the slack, responding to outer borough calls. Here's Chief Heath Scott.
We had two calls out in the last 72 hours. Chris responded out to 31 Mile on Saturday, resulted in a DUI arrest, as well as a child endangerment case that we opened up.
Yeah. The commission talked about possible ways to fund out-the-road enforcement. Chair Jim Stanford lives outside the town site himself in Mosquito Lake. He floated the idea of changing the borough-wide medical service area to an emergency services service area. Instead of paying just for ambulance response, it would also cover police emergency response and search and rescue. Stanford speculated it could mean a 0.5% or 1% increase in sales tax.
That to me seems like the most painless and palatable way to do this, to increase some funding to help the police pay for those calls to the outer borough.
Assemblyman Tom Morfitt, who is the liaison to the commission, said out-the-road residents haven't spoken up about what they want. Here's Stanford with Morfitt responding.
Well, what do you think the people that made those two 911 calls would say, Tom?
Well, they might be the beginning of the constituency that's here, that should be in this room saying, we want 911 service, we want a police officer out at 35 Mile, how are you going to get us one?
Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer, who was in the audience, said the borough should be careful not to put the local trooper post in even more jeopardy.
If we expand the service area, isn't the state just going to say, great, we never have to put a trooper there again?
Sure, you
eliminate our jurisdiction, so forget it.
The commission made a few recommendations to begin addressing what to do about outside town policing. All of their suggestions go through the assembly. First, the commission recommended the manager talk to the state about reimbursement for outer borough response. The commission also wants the borough to investigate what percentage sales tax hike would cover outer borough policing. The commission delayed a recommendation regarding police staffing. Chief Scott wants the borough to expand the police force by hiring a fifth officer.
I think a safe approach is in FY18, adding an additional officer, going back to the five officers that you have.
Former manager Dave Sosa froze the hiring of a fifth police officer in 2015 in response to state budget cuts to the community jails program. After turnover in both the manager and the police chief jobs, the department is now fighting to restore the fifth position. Resident Paul Nelson objected to the idea.
This is the police asking for more police. This is not the people asking for more police.
Officer Chris Brown responded to that, saying it wasn't a selfish request. He said average residents don't see the amount of crime happening in Haines.
The drug problem isn't getting any better. If it was, it'd be the only community in Alaska that it was getting better in. Okay, it's only going to get worse. Okay, we're asking for more police for the kids of this community, for the good people in this community.
The Public Safety Commission plans to weigh in on the issue at its next meeting, February 21st. Ultimately, expanding the police department will be up to the borough manager and assembly. The manager will present a proposed budget to the assembly by April.
Haines is a hub of hiking, backcountry skiing, hunting, and other activities that get people out of town, off the road, and into the woods or water. But until recently, there hasn't been an official organized search and rescue group to assist law enforcement if one of those activities goes wrong. Now that's changing.
Imagine yourself in a horrible situation and then ask yourself, what if nobody came?
That's fireman Tim Holm.
By a lot of medical standards, we're already in the wilderness, even standing in town.
Yeah, correct.
So when we go out down the road and decide to take a river trip or a lake trip or an ocean trip, we're really out there around here. And it's a need of the community that I believe we need to fill.
Still, this community has been lacking a formal search and rescue group until recently. One started to come together around 3 years ago. J.R. Churchill says it began with the Alaska State Troopers.
They felt as though they really wanted somebody, a group of people that was trained and knew what they were doing, certified, that they could feel comfortable to call on to make those trips.
But that never really took off. Zach Tarleton is part of the search and rescue group. He says at first it was less organized, and generally the troopers would just end up calling firefighter Jen Walsh.
And asking for her to find qualified people.
As a private citizen, more or less.
Yeah. Who are your friends that have skills that could go do this?
Then, last year, Walsh says she was approached by Trooper Andrew Neeson. Together, they wanted to try to fill a gap in emergency response.
After a number of calls, just too many calls where he didn't have somebody to call.
It also helped fill what the fire department saw as a gap in their coverage. According to Walsh, the ambulance crew has been instructed not to respond to calls off of the road system because that's outside the fire department's insurance coverage.
Well, what are we going to do? As Tim said, we are not going to wait for patients to drag themselves out of the wilderness into a road.
That's where search and rescue comes in. They were able to organize as an independent group under the umbrella of the fire department. That gives them nonprofit status and a place to organize. So far, they've gotten 24 members with many different certifications and skill sets. When a call comes in, they use the messaging service Nixil to contact volunteers. Churchill says the goal is to be able to reach those most qualified to help in each particular situation.
So you're not putting out a blanket call to 20 people and then trying to filter through what you need when you hear. The list actually has who's got what skill sets, so you're targeting the people that are going to be most important to that particular search and rescue.
Here's how it works now. A call comes into dispatch, dispatch calls the troopers, and the troopers decide whether to call in search and rescue. Walsh says when the group goes out, they're covered by the trooper's insurance.
We talk about how our workman's comp is covered by the state. We have basically become state employees when the trooper says we need you.
The group is part of the Alaska Search and Rescue Association, and they took up a collection from the 24 volunteers to pay for that membership. They don't receive funding from the fire department. Now, Walsh says they're looking for more money for equipment.
We have a lot of people, like JR said, who have all of their own training, and they come to us highly skilled with certifications already. But for us to be using people's personal gear puts us at too much risk.
They're hoping to explore whether borough funding might be available. The group is actively recruiting new members. And they're also looking for people that might not be interested in going out on search and rescues, but that have a resource to lend, like a boat or a plane. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.